Welcome to a new deep dive. Before we start, we really must explicitly state that we aren't real people. We are AI derived from source material uploaded by WorldPop.
And to ensure accuracy, this audio has been edited, checked, and validated by experts at WorldPop.
So, have you ever compressed a digital photo and just watched those tiny, sharp details blur completely out of existence?
Definitely. It's so frustrating.
Right. Well, today we are looking at how that exact same problem is, you know, quietly erasing vital ecosystems from our global maps. And we'll see how a team at WorldPop is contributing to improving spatial methodology to stop it.
Yeah, we're diving into a fascinating new paper led by Wenbin Zhang. It introduces a brand new mapping tool called the ERF model.
So what is the core issue here? Like, why are these ecosystems disappearing?
Well, the issue really centers on mapping categorical geospatial data. So think of land cover maps that show where, say, forest, water, and urban areas are located.
Okay, got it.
For years, the standard tools used to generate these maps methods with intimidating names like indicator kriging or compositional data analysis, well, they have a glaring flaw. Yeah. They tend to just over-smooth the data.
I see. Let's go back to that photo compression idea then. Imagine you have this satellite picture of a massive green forest, and right in the middle, there is a crucial single red pixel representing a tiny cabin.
Right.
If you run that image through a standard compression algorithm, that one red pixel just gets completely swallowed up, right? Gets averaged out by the surrounding sea of green. Is that basically what's happening to our maps?
Exactly. Only in ecology, you know, that red pixel isn't a cabin. It's a highly vulnerable minority environment.
Like what?
Like a small wetland or maybe a really narrow woodland corridor. The standard models look at the dominant surrounding landscape and essentially just erase those rare details by blending them right in.
Oh, wow. That sounds bad.
It is. I mean, the map might look mathematically valid on a really broad scale, but it completely sacrifices the spatial reality of those small, vital ecosystems.
Well, if those standard models are just blurring out the wetlands, how do we save that red pixel without, you know, completely breaking our computers?
That is the big question.
Because mapping the exact boundaries of every tiny ecosystem on Earth sounds incredibly heavy, computationally speaking.
And this is exactly where WorldPop's new ERF model comes in. ERF stands for Entropogram-Based Random Field. The secret ingredient is the entropogram. So instead of just looking at basic variance across a map, it actually measures what statisticians call mutual information and Shannon entropy.
Okay, wait, you're going to have to translate that for us. What does an entropogram actually do in plain English?
Fair enough. Think of it like a social network map for ecosystems.
The social network map.
Yeah. It doesn't just ask, is this specific spot a forest? It actually asks, if this spot is a forest, what are the odds a tiny wetland is living right next door?
Oh, so it learns the neighborhood rules.
Precisely. It maps out how different categories actually co-occur and transition into one another across various distances.
Wait, tracking the complex neighborhood relationships between every single forest, water, and urban pixel.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, because that sounds like a computational nightmare. Whenever I see models try to track multi-class interactions like that, you know, like the spatial multinomial logistic mixed model, or SMLM, they usually just freeze up.
Right, unless you have a supercomputer to run them.
Exactly.
Which is exactly why the ERF is such a breakthrough in spatial methodology. It actually matches the high accuracy and realistic geometry of that really heavy SMLM model, but it is highly efficient. I mean, doing it the old way requires massive computing power to invert a global covariance matrix, but ERF gives the model a localized set of rules. It weights the probabilities nearby without needing to crunch the whole globe simultaneously, so it scales seamlessly.
So if you're relying on these maps for actual environmental planning, you need to see this work in the wild.
And the team actually tested this out on a 1 kilometer resolution land cover map of Northern Ireland.
And what happened?
The ERF successfully recovered small, coherent patches of extremely sparse classes. Specifically, it found broadleaf woodland in coastal areas.
And the older models missed them.
Entirely. When they ran the older models, like standard indicator kriging, on the exact same data, it was a total failure to predict those classes.
Wow.
Yeah, they yielded a recall of 0 for the rarest forest types.
So if you were a conservationist using the old map, those broadleaf woodlands literally just wouldn't exist to you.
And, you know, accurate mapping of these minority classes ensures that decision makers aren't acting on oversmooth data.
Right, because small natural features play disproportionately large ecological roles.
This new methodology gives us a scalable way to actually keep them on the map. It's fundamental for biodiversity monitoring and global land use planning.
To read the full article, follow the link.